Before we look ahead, let's look back. How much fun was it in Texas? You got a couple of wins over a top 10 team. Kind of walk us through the weekend.
Texas was awesome. We knew that we were going to have to play some of our best ball of the year in order to compete and win against Texas. So we started the weekend with Texas Southern, had a great game, and then had a little game break, came back under the lights against Texas. And, you know, it was a super fun atmosphere, super cool stadium to play in. We played well, and we were just working together as a team, and we kind of just found a way to win. And, you know, it was a good way to start the weekend. And then obviously we had a little hiccup on Saturday, a game that we definitely could have won, but we were thankful that we were able to come back on Sunday and play them again and take another one from them. So it was super awesome.
As you look long term, how important are those kind of wins as you work toward, let's say, you get into the spring and that RPI and all those things that matter, right?
Yeah, it's huge. I think we've been on the brink of beating that top 10 team. You know, we've competed well against some of those bigger name schools at the beginning of the season, and, you know, things finally clicked and we were able to come through with those W's. Those are huge looking down on the road. Just to be able to look back on and know that, you know, top 10 competition is something that we for sure can handle.
Yeah, and on paper, obviously, it's important too. But I would think mentally, as you just said, knowing that you can now win that, how much of a confidence booster has that been just coming off of the weekend and now looking ahead to being gone from home for a while with all these games coming up?
It's huge. It's definitely a confidence booster. You know, we're going to have another tough weekend, and then we have a midweek against Florida, which will be very challenging as well. And then you jump right into conference. So it's going to be a tough, you know, upcoming spring break, but I think coming off of this weekend is really good for us to kind of have that momentum going into the week.
You guys are used to traveling on the weekends, and it's not always the smoothest of travel when you're dealing with as big of a travel party as a softball team is, but you'll be gone for a while now. I think 11 days once you leave town, and then it'll be the tournament in Tampa, then off to Gainesville to play Florida, which obviously is a tough game, and then you open Big Ten play. What are you looking forward to? Kind of take us through what a long road trip like that can do.
I think it's good for the team, good time to bond and kind of unwind as a team, as we have some of those days that we don't compete, but we have a lot of good upcoming competition. So I think this week being in Tampa will be fun. South Florida is a good team, good host place to play at. And then Gainesville is going to be tough. So we'll have to get mentally ready for that game. And then, you know, you always want to start strong in conference. So we kind of have three different, you know, almost weekends in one big travel week. So we kind of have to take it one game at a time. Otherwise, if we look at Maryland now, that seems far, far away, but we kind of have to take it one game at a time.
You guys have gotten really good pitching in the circle, kind of headlined by Amber Fizer, who's won, I know, a national award and a Big Ten weekly award a couple of times. Obviously, when you talk softball, pitching is first and foremost. Have you been pleased with what you're seeing in the circle?
Yeah, I mean, they're all crushing it, from Hannah Bailey getting her first start and getting a shutout. I mean, that was awesome to see. Rachel coming in clutch, closing the last game, and Sid and Amber just complement each other so well. I think the whole staff complements each other really well, and they've done an amazing job of, you know, giving the defense the ability to make some plays behind them and the offense a chance to, you know, score some runs. And they've kept us in every single game we've played in this entire year. So, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be pleased with how they're doing. So it's awesome.
And then as you look ahead as well with long-range goals, how good can this team be? Where would you like to, as you, I mean, you're a senior, right? So this is it for you as you wind this down. Where would you like to see this all end up when it warms up?
You know, just, I think this team hasn't even reached its full potential yet. I think we've seen moments of greatness or moments of, you know, what this team can do. And I think if we continue to get better after every single weekend and learn from, you know, what we've done well, things we could get better at, I really think the end of the year could be a special time for us. Obviously, you have to take it one game at a time. And, you know, hopefully we can establish ourselves in conference and then have some good momentum going into postseason.
Very good. Good luck. Enjoy the trip.
Thank you very much.